Welcome to Quick Pod, your go-to podcast for concise summaries of Tim Ferriss's best episodes. In each episode, we distill Tim Ferriss's insightful interviews into less than 10-minute summaries so that you can grasp the key takeaways quickly. Today, we're summarizing Tim's episode titled The Coddling of the American Mind: How to Become Intellectually Anti-Fragile and More, featuring Jonathan Haidt, a social psychologist at New York University's Stern School of Business. They discuss a range of topics from the impact of social media on society to the concept of intellectual anti-fragility and the importance of exposing oneself to a variety of viewpoints. Part 1. Influences on Haidt's Thought. Jonathan Haidt kicks off the conversation by diving deep into his academic journey and his major influences. One of the most pivotal figures in his intellectual development was Richard Schrader, a cultural anthropologist whose ideas about moral differences across cultures profoundly impacted Haidt. Haidt elaborates, "Schrader introduced me to the idea that morality is not universal, that it varies significantly across cultures, which fundamentally shaped my approach to studying moral psychology." This discussion sets the stage for exploring the nuances of cultural morality, a topic that resonates deeply in today's globalized world, especially for anyone engaged in international business or working across diverse cultures. Part 2, social media's impact on society. In this part of the episode, Haidt begins to address the modern challenges brought by social media. He argues compellingly about its role in political dysfunction and the decline in teen mental health. Since 2018, the rapid escalation in mental health issues among teens can be correlated with their increased use and exposure to social media platforms, Haidt notes. This insight is particularly critical as it touches on the themes of productivity, mental health, and societal change, areas of acute interest for personal and professional development enthusiasts. Part 3, concept of intellectual anti-fragility. In the detailed exploration of intellectual anti-fragility, Jonathan Haidt dives into the mechanics of how facing intellectual challenges head-on, rather than avoiding them, can significantly enhance our resilience and cognitive capacity. This concept, borrowed from Nassim Taleb's notion of systems that gain from disorder, suggests that our intellect can similarly benefit from stressors and shocks. Haidt explains, just as muscles grow stronger when subjected to the right levels of physical stress, our cognitive frameworks grow stronger when they are challenged. He argues that by actively seeking out and engaging with ideas that contradict our own, we can create a more robust mental landscape. This is not just about playing devil's advocate, but about truly understanding and considering alternative viewpoints as viable. For professionals in today's highly polarized and rapidly changing business environment, this ability is crucial. In industries from technology to healthcare, challenges to the status quo can lead to innovations and breakthroughs. Haidt emphasizes, when you shield yourself from disagreement, you're inadvertently stunting your intellectual growth, which in turn can affect your career and personal life. He also outlines practical steps for cultivating this anti-fragility. For instance, engaging in debates, participating in forums with people of opposing views, and reading literature that spans a broad spectrum of ideologies. These activities force us to defend our positions, refine our arguments, and sometimes, crucially, change our minds. Haidt highlights, it's about the journey from confusion to clarity and being comfortable navigating the space in between. This resonates especially in a corporate world that values resilience and adaptability. Adopting an anti-fragile mindset can lead to greater confidence in decision-making and a higher capability to handle corporate crises. Part 4, moral relativism and cultural differences. The discussion on moral relativism opens up with Haidt's assertion that understanding cultural differences is more than an academic exercise. It's a crucial skill in a globalized business world. Each culture has its own moral framework, which can be vastly different from ours, Haidt points out. By embracing these differences, rather than evaluating them through a singular moral lens, professionals can avoid cultural missteps and foster more effective international collaborations. Haidt discusses the delicate balance between respecting cultural practices and maintaining a universal ethical stance. It's not about condoning all cultural practices, but about understanding their origins and meanings, he states. This understanding can prevent conflicts that arise from cultural insensitivity and can enhance multinational operations. Furthermore, Haidt explores how moral relativism can be applied practically in the workplace. For example, negotiating business deals across cultures can often stumble over unrecognized ethical lines. A practice that's considered a standard negotiation tactic in one culture might be seen as corrupt or unethical in another, he notes. Recognizing these differences can lead to more ethical and successful outcomes. He uses the example of gift-giving in business, a common practice in many Asian cultures to build relationships, but one that might be viewed suspiciously in Western cultures as a bribe. Navigating such differences requires a nuanced understanding of each party's ethical frameworks, Haidt advises. By promoting a deeper understanding of moral relativism, Haidt encourages listeners not just to tolerate, but to actively engage with diverse cultural perspectives to enhance their professional interactions and ethical standards globally. This approach not only minimizes conflicts, but also enriches the personal and professional growth of individuals by exposing them to a variety of moral and ethical viewpoints. Part 5, Haidt's personal development and views. Lastly, Haidt discusses his personal development strategies influenced by his studies and experiences. He shares insights from his transformative experiences in India, integrating concepts from Buddhism and Stoicism into his daily life. "Participate joyfully in the sorrows of the world," he quotes, highlighting a philosophy of acceptance and engagement with life's challenges, which can lead to a more fulfilling personal and professional life. Conclusion. In this insightful episode with Jonathan Haidt, we explore the transformative concepts of intellectual anti-fragility and moral relativism, each offering significant insights for personal and professional growth. Haidt's discussion on the power of embracing challenging ideas and understanding diverse cultural perspectives underscores a path toward more robust personal resilience and a deeper ethical engagement in a globalized business environment. By integrating these principles, listeners are equipped not only to navigate, but to thrive amidst the complexities of modern, societal, and professional landscapes. Embrace these learnings to enhance your ability to innovate, collaborate, and lead in a multifaceted world. If you enjoyed this summary, make sure to follow QuickPod and check out Tim's original episode for a more in-depth exploration. See you next time.